From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today marks the third day of the new American offensive in Iraq. It's called Operation Iron Hammer, and it's brought mortar fire, jet fighter strikes, and attack helicopters to the night skies over Baghdad. Meanwhile, another American soldier was killed, and two more were wounded near central Baghdad today, according to the U.S. military.
In a minute, we'll talk about what it means to fight against guerrilla insurgents. But first, we turn to our correspondent, Ivan Watson, in the Iraqi capital. Ivan, how extensive is this American attack in the capital, in Baghdad? Is it a visible presence?
I describe it as targeted strikes for large parts of the city. We're basically hearing just distant rumbles of explosions or cannon fire, periodically the engines of aircraft flying overhead. And it's just in those neighborhoods, perhaps in the south of the city or the west of the city, where they really feel the impact of these operations. For instance, I visited southern Baghdad yesterday, where there had been an operation the night before, and locals there said they'd been quite scared of the sound of cannons. And they opened their windows to prevent the pressure of explosions from knocking glass out into their homes. They spent time calming down their children, who were quite scared of the noise. In those areas, people are a bit traumatized from the sounds of the battles overnight.
Are you hearing from Iraqis that this offensive could be the answer to a lot of problems? In other words, if the security situation is stabilized, then maybe daily life can get back to normal.
I actually spoke with one woman who did support the idea of some kind of get tough policy, and this is coming after the wave of suicide bombings in this city that have killed and injured hundreds of Iraqis as well as foreigners. But most of the Iraqis I spoke with did not think that this could really go very far. In fact, one man said, listen, as long as the population is not satisfied with the situation, and by that he meant a foreign occupation, no grand new strategy is going to go very far. The people are still going to be unhappy. And that's what I'm seeing on the streets here is Iraqis who have basically run out of patience with the U.S. administration here.
There was talk here in Washington this week about speeding up the timetable for the transfer of power to the Iraqi Governing Council or to an interim authority there. Is anybody that you've talked to paying attention to that? Do they feel like this is a good thing?
Well, the Governing Council is still not a body that I think is impacting the everyday lives of Iraqis here in Baghdad or throughout the country. They do have followers, but many Iraqis still view it as a kind of American puppet organization.
Can you give us a sense, Ivan, of daily life there in terms of how people go about leading their lives? Are they freely going out? Are they worried about going out at night the same way they were seemed to be several months ago?
One family I spoke with, they said, you know, things haven't really gotten that much better, but we've just gotten more used to the situation, and we can't remain cooped up in our homes anymore, afraid of a battle breaking out or of being kidnapped by some gang. We've just got to go live life now. It's time to go on. There have been signs of some improvements just in the past 2 or 3 months. For instance, the electricity supply has improved, in part perhaps because people aren't using the air conditioners that suck so much power. It's Ramadan right now, so people fast during the day, and there's more, a bit more of a nightlife out. In fact, some of the commercial districts are downright packed at night with people out and about shopping. Iraqi police are out and about also patrolling, and that, some people have said, is a sign of confidence, or it makes them feel better about themselves. But still, when you do try to talk to Iraqis, ask them how life is, there are a lot of fears. There are a lot of guns out on the streets right now, foreign troops, different factions, as well as the Iraqi police. So still a great deal of insecurity here in the Iraqi capital.
Okay, thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad.